Hey everyone, it's time for our weekly Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm Laura Molitor, Divine Purpose Coach and Spiritual Activist. Thanks for joining me. The other day, as I was praying for ideas and writing down what was coming to me, I heard and wrote these words down: dream big, act small. I wasn't quite sure what that meant, since I tend to believe that we should have great aspirations and the great capacity and even necessity to carry them out in our lives, especially as they connect to a higher purpose and a calling within us, one that feels honest and guided and good. Yet when I heard that, I was kind of comforted by the statement, even though I wasn't fully understanding it or why it came to me. I think it made me feel better because specifically in that moment, I was feeling overwhelmed, sitting there with all my grand and plentiful ideas without much clarity on carrying them out. In a sense, they were somehow elusive to even hold on to and even complete. So in that moment, without understanding more about the statement that came to me, dream big, act small, I felt a little relief. It just kind of gave me license to let go of the pressure, to just, okay, take baby steps. You can do that. So I moved on to other things later in my day and was feeling a bit stalled out again later on. Too many things on my mind and again feeling that inability to gain real clarity or take any practical steps towards completing things that were germinating in my thought. So I decided to listen to a talk by Wayne Dyer that someone had shared with me. He's a well-known author and motivational speaker, has some spiritual principles that he shares on occasion too, if you don't know who that is. For me, it just seemed like a good idea to let someone else talk for a while, just listen, thinking there would probably be some positive spiritual ideas to ponder that came out of it. It just somehow seemed like what I should do at the time. I was actually kind of lethargically listening, enjoying, but mostly just glad to take a break from my own head for a minute. And then Wayne Dyer started sharing some things that made me sit up in the chair I'd been slumped down in. I don't remember the exact words, but he was talking about how in his own study and meditation, the principle of receiving the small moment, recognizing and cherishing it was all that was needed. That's kind of what I just heard. He said the largest things accomplished come out of those small moments of attentiveness. That's a paraphrase, but that's generally what I heard. He was saying essentially in different words that we can dream big, maintain that huge openness and expectation of a more noble idea, but that it's really all about the small moments. This is where it happens. It was getting clearer to me. And the fact that it resonated again in that moment made me realize that that initial thought was important, the one that came to me out of the blue. I've always treasured that sense of staying in the moment. It's helped me a lot. It really serves us and our lives better than dwelling on the past or getting ahead of ourselves in the future. But this time I heard it a little bit different. The goals we think we have are not lost in this stillness and cherishing. This is how we achieve them. We can't do the big thing in this moment, perhaps, but there is what we can do right now. And to do this without the mind overwhelming itself with tomorrow and limiting by our outlining outlining that holy and grand idea, that dwelling in that moment, what we can do is satisfying and right. It is being. And to be is to live life, not to think about living life. And there's a real peace in that. Dyer mentioned the Tao Te Ching in the talk that I was listening to. The idea of small moment, big outcomes was one that he found resonant in the Tao. I looked into it and found some passages there that confirmed this, like these thoughts. So listen to this. Act upon the great from the beginning of the minute. All great accomplishments must be performed from the small tasks. Hence, a saint does not strive to do something great. and as a result, he is able to accomplish the great. So reading that brought out actually a second and maybe even more important aspect of those words I heard, dream big, act small. To me, I'm seeing that acting small doesn't just mean taking baby steps towards a big goal or just doing the small tasks of the moment. It means that in some ways, but it also means making oneself small. By that, I mean that we let the ego get out of the way and allow for God to lead, reveal, guide us. And sort of the correlative to that is that we become small before the holy idea, that angel idea, that spiritual concept, that great goal that comes from within us, that divine purpose. We revere the idea and its source for what it's really about and where it came from. We become a servant to the idea, the higher purpose and goal, and not the controller or master of it. A divine idea, a higher aspiration, like I'm talking about, that intention, even small projects too that still have big ideas behind them, those intentions have been given to us that seem too large for us to handle, but that keeps coming to us for our attention and our nurturing. It's here to be served by us. At no time do we become in charge of it. I'm loving this idea of making myself small before God and His idea. He doesn't hand the idea off and then go, "Boo, I'm out of here." He is always with the idea, in the idea, governing that idea. So what we're doing is we're becoming the servant to that idea, treasuring it, recognizing it, revering it as coming from something bigger than us, and then becoming a servant to that. So this doesn't mean my dreams are tiny, but that they're not my dreams, but a gift of awareness to me of God's own ideas, an idea that I can actively and enthusiastically engage in, but that is bigger than I am in a good way. It belongs to God. It belongs to His timing. My job is to love each moment, love the presentness of the moment, be open to what I'm being called to do, and be at that moment, in that moment, and to follow as I'm led. Being in the moment means giving the moment, God's moment, our attention and our devotion. It's that mindfulness that people talk about, just awareness in the moment. The moment feeds you the idea. For example, maybe to just breathe right now and be still, that we do that and trust it's enough. That may be what the moment speaks to us. We need to trust that. It means that if we take an idea that comes to us out of the blue, as I did that day that I heard that, and give it enough attention to know that there's something in it and that there might be something else to know about it, then we come to know that as well. It's just proven in what I did. I had that thought, didn't quite understand it, got something out of it, knew it was important, and then there my thought was open to get more information that fed that idea and it made it even clearer to me. For now, though, in the moment, I just honor what came to me and accept its source as honest, as truth. So this doesn't mean that we never make any plans. Cherishing moments isn't about laziness. It's actually about being alert to what is best done now, which could be planning. Maybe that's what's coming to us, but we act on that rightness. On the other hand, though, it isn't about getting ahead of ourselves because of some sense that time will get us in the end. Our moments are best served when our motives are right. Acting out of fear or pressure or guilt or whatever, we waste our moments. We don't honor them. Our egos get in the way and try to make us serve them instead of the higher idea. And that doesn't really work. I'm guilty of it. I'm not a procrastinator. And so I feel guilty if I'm not ahead on everything. That doesn't mean I always am ahead, but it means if I'm not sure what the next step is and I haven't taken it yet, I start to feel like I better the heck be doing something. And that leads to running headlong out in front of my angels, exhausting myself, flailing around without a clear sense about things. And because of this, I often end up abandoning the original idea, losing sight of what it actually is and its brilliance, because I'm all caught up in the clouds of confusion and overwhelm. I'm not advocating procrastinating either. I'm talking about taking the steps with God instead of ahead of him or behind him. It's about listening and following, keeping that righteous and magnificent dream of yours, your divine purpose at this time, shining in your heart and acting as each small and twinkling and powerful moment guides you. I think this is kind of a spiritual answer to time management. It isn't that we manage time so much, but that we don't let time manage us. We trust God to do that and to be grateful that since eternity belongs to him, he sure as heaven knows how to do this. We can trust him. So on that note, that's about all I've got for now with those ideas to ponder in your small but important moments. I'm going to keep thinking about them myself. I'd love to chat with you more if you want to talk on this topic or another topic. Write in the comments. Message me on Facebook if you're listening there, or write me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. And if you didn't catch all that, catch this, my website, beingfreenow.com. That has all that information and more. I hope you subscribe to this weekly podcast on spreaker.com, iTunes, or SoundCloud. And I'll have another episode up for you next Friday. Have a great week.